Amy Schumer declares victory in her war on the Super Bowl. By Dylan Gwynn on December 19, 2018. Amy Schumer has not yet laid out how she intends to win the peace, but the Hollywood actress is saying that she has won her war against the Super Bowl and its halftime show. In October, angered by what she perceived to be the marginalization and punishment of players like Colin Kaepernick, who she believes are fighting for minority rights, Schumer called for Maroon 5 to back out of their deal to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. She also called on other musical acts to boycott the event, and pledged that she would not perform in any Super Bowl halftime commercials. Schumer seems to have been successful in her latter demands. No other musical acts have joined Maroon 5 and, in a matter she has absolute control of, she has not inked any deals to appear in commercials. However, Maroon 5 has not backed out of their agreement to perform. Nonetheless, Schumer took to social media to declare victory. On Wednesday, Schumer lashed out at snooty sports writers who failed to appreciate her calls for a boycott. As TMZ reports, the snooty lil digs about me in stories about the Super Bowl halftime talent is such a yawn. All out of touch white guys annoyed by me standing up for what I believe is right. I have done 2 Super Bowl commercials in the last couple years and I'm so stupid thinking my opinion would matter, right? Well, guess what? I may have made a difference. No one is stepping up to perform. Maybe they wouldn't have anyway. But at least I tried to help out and do what other people are too greedy or afraid to. Would you do that to stand up for people of color? I may have made an impact. You can write about sports and even be the best at it, but what have you done to help the marginalized or underrepresented? I will continue to do everything I can. Even with all the snide little white sports writer making cutting remarks. Colin Kaepernick remains unemployed by the NFL. However, the former 49er is still pressing his collusion suit against the league, in which he and fellow petitioner Eric Reid allege that league owners colluded to keep them out of the league due to their anthem protests. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.